Hello and welcome to Twin Flames, the Great Spiritual Awakening podcast, where you can listen to real-life stories from those who answered the call of divine love. I'm your host, Dennis. I'm a certified ascension coach with Twin Flames Universe. I've been on my twin flame journey for several years now, and I'm living in union with my twin flame thanks to the teachings of union at twinflamesuniverse.com. For every episode of this podcast, I am joined by special guests who are on various stages of the twin flame journey. Some of them are newer, while others have already achieved a union or even harmonious twin flame union. So every week you get a close-up glance into their personal twin flame journey, and you get to really find out what happened on their journey. How did they overcome the biggest challenges, and what did they do to get to where they are today and have real and permanent success on the twin flame journey? Enjoy, and always remember, only love is real and love never fails. For our episode today, I am very happy to have you with me, Twin Flames in Union, Madhu and Valentina. Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Hello. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good too. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to be here to share my journey.
Very happy to have you. How are you doing, Valentina?
Yeah, good. Yeah, also feeling honored to be here and looking forward to it. Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to hear your story. I know some bits of it from what you've been sharing in the community, but I think your story is really cool because you guys are actually from two extreme, like opposite sides of the world. Valentina, you're from Scotland, and Madhu, you're from India. And you met online in the Twin Flames Universe community and discovered that you're true twin flames, which is, yeah, just really cool because being so far away, like, how would you have met otherwise? So, yeah, I really want to dive with you today into how your twin flame journey started and see how you managed to manifest and meet your twin flame. And also where you're currently at with your journey. So my very first question to you is, when did the twin flame journey start for you? And what was it that brought you on the twin flame journey?
It's the favorite part of Valentina. I think she would like to
hear it. I was like, is he going to go? Should I go? His voice?
Go ahead, Valentina.
Yeah. For me, the twin flame journey started before, way before I met Madhu. I was interested in twin flames and researched every possible video that I could find on YouTube, watching everything possible. And I bought a couple of twin flame books before I got into Jeff and Shelia's work, you know, by other authors. But they were in separation, so I wasn't finding what I was looking for. But it kind of started with me before I came into actual twin flame ascension school. I was exploring kind of like releasing past relationships, doing like a kind of spiritual sort of course, and I was like very into that. And then I was doing past life regressional therapy sessions, and I took that like really seriously. So I went to maybe 11 or 12 past life regressional therapy sessions because I wanted to connect with God, because I had not yet learned how to connect with God myself. So I went to the session to connect with God. Mm-hmm. And then I came into like Jeff and Shelia's work. First I bought the book, Twin Flames Universe. Oh, sorry, Twin Flames Finding Your Ultimate Lover. And then, I was reading that, but I didn't dive deep into it until maybe 6 months after I purchased it. And then I was like, well, this is my new Bible. This is the Bible, the Twin Flame Bible. So then after that, I plucked up the courage to buy Twin Flame Ascension School. And it wasn't a little bit at a time. Oh, let me try this. It was just like that. I'm just all in, you know. When I got the courage to do it, I just went all in, and I bought it. And you know, my head was telling me, like, what are you doing? But my heart was like, oh, keep going. You're on the right path. Keep doing it. So I, yeah, it felt really good. And I just felt like I came home, you know, coming into this community and watching Twin Flame Ascension School. And I kind of felt like when I had joined the Twin Flames Universe Facebook group, I noticed immediately, well, this feels different. All the energy around me feels different. I feel like I've kind of entered into another dimension. You know, if I felt that really strongly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good.
And originally, how did you come across the term Twin Flames for the first time? Because you mentioned you started Googling that and buying books. Where did you come across that term for the very first time?
It was on YouTube. I mean, I'm not sure who or what video, but I think I just did my own research. It was either on like YouTube, definitely YouTube and the internet, just researching. I knew that I didn't feel that feeling in my heart of, oh, this resonates. When I would see the term soulmate, I was like, no. And then the term twin flame started coming up and I was like, what is that? And then I started to read about it and I was like, oh, this something feels like familiar here. Something's resonated in my heart. And then I just kept researching it and going deeper and deeper with it.
Really cool. How about you, Hadi? How did everything start for you?
For me, I remember as like I was going through a dark night of soul. It was a very bad time. And then there was like a lot of love that I was feeling inside me. And then I was not able to understand what exactly happening with me, because I was coming from that mechanical world, or you can say that, you know, the world of mind. So then everything, all this feeling that was coming within me was completely new for me. I was not able to understand what is happening with me. And then I just started searching with unconditional love. That was the first word that I started Googling. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is this? And then that took me to some articles around Twin Flame. And then that was my introduction to Twin Flame. I saw a few of the videos on YouTube and I found, you know, everything that was explained in those videos, I was experiencing. So that was first confirmation that I was not going mad. There's something that is happening that is real. And then I started searching that, okay, this is something that is called spiritual awakening. So then I started looking for a spiritual support community. I actually began my spiritual healing from one of the community from India. And I was not feeling, you know, like supported, and like the experience that I want to feel, I was not able to get that. And then I happened to, come across YouTube video of Jeff and Shelia. And then in that video, they were explaining about how to claim your twin flame. That was like, oh my God, this is what I want. I want to claim my twin flame. I just don't want to work on myself. I want to have it, you know, it's really feeling good. So that was my beginning with Jeff and Shelia and their teaching. And then I immediately also, during those time, I just came across a free consultation. I immediately booked it and I was like, got to meet a coach. And I was so happy that first time I was able to share what I am feeling. And I was so supported during that time that, nothing is wrong. Everything is fine. And there is a process available that can support you to come out of this dark night of soul. Mm-hmm. And I remember she supported me during that 1 hour, and I started really feeling good in one session. And then I was like, okay, I'm going for it. And next day I started with my one class pass. Wow. Like, I'm going all in, no looking back. So that was my beginning with the teaching, and I never, looked back. I started getting breakthroughs after breakthroughs like that.
Wow, that's really impressive. You were quick. Like, I had a session the next day. Let's get the one class pass for 24 hours.
Yeah, because, I was doing some of the spiritual practices, which was not giving me, any improvement. But in just 1 hour, when I experienced that, I was like, okay, this is it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Did you time of finding Twin Flames Universe and going all in with the products and the teaching, did it coincide? Did it happen at the same time?
It happened within 6 months when I started to know about Twin Flame. And then actually, I began the spiritual work with the Indian community, spiritual community. And then after 6 months, I met Jeff and Chilia's teaching or Jeff and Chilia's community.
And I mean, with Valentina, did you guys find Twin Flames Universe at the same time and started to dive all in at the same time? Or was it like a couple of months or so apart?
We have not calculated those time. I need to go back. I came across this thing around mid of or start of 2019.
When did you join the community, Valentina?
I'm not really good with dates, so I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, dates are not our thing.
Okay, because sometimes it's really interesting to see, like with some guests in the past podcast, you could really see how one of them would start doing the work and then the other twin flame came in almost immediately. So it's just always really good to see that. But if you don't have the dates, that's okay too. It probably happened within a very short time frame for you too.
Most probably, yeah. But how we met, it was like both of us first meeting. I remember like both of us were going through map healing, mind alignment process healing. So that was the time where we both of us met in one group. So that was like first time I, my attention went to her, like the block she was healing, the trauma she was healing. I was receiving healing through that. And I connected something, okay, let me pay attention there. Mm-hmm. So we met actually in mind alignment process healing.
Wow, that's really cool. You also were a map practitioner, Madhu.
So yes, but that time I was receiving my healing.
Okay, and then later you became a map practitioner.
I was already a practitioner, and then I was going through my healing, my trauma healing.
Ah, okay, I understand. So this is interesting that you bring this up. I actually did not expect to talk about this, but this is really perfect because I feel MAP, the mind alignment process, is actually such a huge kind of breakthrough or like catalyst for people on the twin flame journey, especially to meeting the twin flame and coming into union. So I would love to hear more about your experience with the mind alignment process and what changed for you when you went through MAP.
Yeah, that was, I remember, I'll start because I love mind alignment process.
Yes.
I definitely love my twin flame journey and mind alignment process because that's where I got my twin flame breakthrough. I remember I just completed my one-on-one session with Jeff. Mm-hmm. Jeff that time opened, for a short period of time, he opened one-on-one sessions. And I was like, okay, he's for me. So I was able to get one opportunity to meet him directly. And I remember like he helped me to heal all my past lover and let all of them go out of my consciousness and call in my true twin flame. And then during that time, I was feeling like very unworthy. I was not able to come out of my unworthy block. I was like constantly stuck there. So then MAP is a process where it is like when we are not able to heal through mirror exercise and we are constantly going and hitting those traumatized area. So then MAP is the tool that can, MAP is a program that can help and take us out of that situation very quickly, just within a 12 week. So then I just applied for, registered for my healing. And then I got immediate healing. That was like, oh my God, it was such a big relief because constantly feeling that unworthy was not comfortable. And that was exactly blocking my twin flame to meet me. So after map healing, and then something happened, my group changed. I was with some other coach, and then my group changed, and then I met, and I got into Valentina's group. So that is how we met. And after that, we did not like connect, or we did not talk, because we did not have any contact during that time. But after that, what happened is I started feeling so good. I started enjoying my life, like going back and really meeting people and just doing the regular thing. And that was happening. And on 1st of Jan 2021, right? Yes. So that day I got a text from her, like a big book story, like complete story, giving all the logic, you know, why, you know, there should be a connection. And then I was like, okay, I was open, you know, wow, such a beautiful girl, you know, texting me. So I was open. So let's, you know, get on a call and talk. And we were like, you know, because I was very grounded in the teaching. Even she was very grounded in the teaching. She was not a coach that time, but as a student, she was very grounded in the teaching. So she was like, okay, this is my love list. I want to match my love list with your love list. So that was like formal step. Okay, so let's match our love list. And we matched our love list and we were matching there. Okay, good. So let's do inner work. And then we started doing inner work together. Our initial meeting was like, not like, okay, let's not just go high and talk. It was more like, okay, let's just do inner work and then see what is happening. Mm-hmm. And then we were experiencing that every time we were doing inner work, we were able to receive the healing together. Like I was feeling good, she was feeling good. And that was interesting. So that is how we started, you know, okay, let's do inner work. That was like our date, online date. Let's do inner work. So after that, then we got into, you know, normal rhythm of, you know, talking regular thing and like our visions, our life plans, you know, in those areas also. So then it becomes like normal, mm-hmm. like our regular life.
And that's also when you realize that you twin flames.
Realized day two, you know, day two, wow. I think, yeah, day two, we confessed each other, right? Okay, I love you, she loves me. That day two, you know, January 1, we met, January 2, we love each other, done.
Wow, that's really cool. I know my twin flame journey was very similar to that. We went like from not knowing each other to moving in like 2 weeks later. And I always love these stories because it really shows how when you do work consistently over like a long period of time, you can really manifest your twin flame like overnight, and you just come into union because you've achieved that vibration within yourself, and then it just manifests instantly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So just one point was coming, like, you know, it is actually a vibe. That is why it is said it is a vibrational journey. Like all the inner work that we have done before, like if I see, I was almost like three years into the inner work, or 2.5 years into the inner work. She had also spent a good amount of time in doing inner work. And then, you know, we just clicked. Okay, everything good. We had a good foundation. And then we got into, okay, now we are in a relationship, and now let's talk about harmonious union and work towards it. Mm-hmm.
I love that you bring that up, because foundation is such an important thing on the twin flame journey. And it's really just something important to highlight how important it is to build that inner foundation with the inner work and with getting to a stable place in your relationship with yourself and with God. And then from there, you can really grow and expand into your union, and from there into your harmonious union. So love everything you're saying.
Thank you. Yeah, we love sharing this story. Like 1st Jan 2021, that's the date we remember. No other date we remember.
At least one.
Yeah, and you know, fortunately, God is so compassionate that he gave us 1st January, you know, 2021, easy to remember. Mm-hmm.
He knew that you weren't good with remembering dates.
Exactly.
That's funny. So, Valentina, how was your side of this journey from going through the mind alignment process to then meeting Madhu and coming into union?
Yeah, I mean, he was like there in the group, and Carmel was leading us in our healing. And I just, I didn't know that he was my twin flame, and he was in the group, and she was like, okay, Madhu, you go next. And I'm like, who's this person? I don't know. And I just remember I was, it was a lot of changes I was going through. I was releasing a lot of sort of a victimhood, powerlessness energy. Like a huge chunk of it was released at that time for me. And that was within my work environment, you know, lots of control I was letting go of. And I remember, you know, I had made the choice to come into a new job, or better, like, you know, to break through that level. And by the end of MAP, I did. I came into a whole new level. You know, still doing like call center work, which is what I've always kind of done. But it felt different, like, and I manifested, you know, nice managers and all this sort of thing. And I did a lot of deep healing on myself, you know, really intimate healing. And, you know, just totally erased the trauma. It was amazing. And then with Madhu, we kind of, we started, like, I messaged him, and, you know, it's as he explained, that's exactly what happened. But we didn't do all that sort of, oh, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite movie? You know, we didn't ask each other these sort of questions that you would do when you meet someone that you're going to date. We just started, like, we're like, right, we're doing inner work. It was like very serious. Down to business, and you know, talking about a lot of you know, life purpose energy. There was that sort of life purpose energy, you know, in work, let's work. So it's funny because we actually didn't start to get to know each other until in the last few months. I started to ask him, like, it's been a year and I still didn't know these things. It was like, what do you like to do as a hobby? Because we're always talking about work and doing inner work and what we want for our future, that we didn't stop to go, let's go to the down to the basics. It's just a great time, and it just feels good, feels amazing. It's your person, you know. Everyone's got to have this. Everyone deserves it. Yeah.
So back then, you were the first one to fear that Madhu might be your true twin flame, right?
Yes, I did.
What was it that made you fear that? How did that start, that you were like, okay, there's Madhu over there in the community, and I think that's my twin flame?
It happened because my ascension coach at the time said to me, I feel maybe your twin flame is in the LGBTQ community within Twin Flames universe. I was like, oh, really? And then he said to me, just take a look around at the members. And so I remember I went in, I was already in the LGBTQ community. I can't remember why I entered it, but I was still there. And then I just looked through all of the twin flame couples, and, you know, there weren't that many, in all honesty. There weren't that many in comparison to, like, the size of TFU Facebook group. And I just looked through the couples and I was like, well, they're together. That can't be my twin flame because they're already couples up. They're together. Oh, there's a few people, like, on their own in their picture. And then I can't remember his name just now, but I was like, oh, he's got a cool look, nice hair, blonde, sort of spiky. I was like, yeah, looks good. Maybe it's him. And then I like look into the eyes and I'm like, nope, not you. And then I look at Madhu and I'm like, he's not what I would normally be attracted to, but I look into his eyes and I was like, oh, oh my gosh, that feels so natural. That feels so familiar. It's like the feeling you get when you look in the mirror, but it's a different reflection that you see. That's the feeling.
Wow, I'm getting goosebumps. Keep talking.
So I just had this feeling, and it wasn't like any other feeling I had, like where I thought the others were my twin flame and it turned out to be a false one. It resulted in them being the false twin flame. There was like no area for questioning. Maybe there was no denial in me, you know, whereas with the other ones I was in a sort of state of denial about some things and not really looking at the truth, because I wasn't ready yet, obviously. But when I looked at Madhu's photograph, it was like there was just no space for questioning, is he, isn't he? It was just like, yeah, it's you. But then we spoke and we still had blocks to move through. You know, we still had blocks to recognizing each other fully, 100%. But the recognizing was already there, you know, from the beginning. Yeah. We read the love list to each other and it was just a feeling, you know. And I liked him because he was like very non-judgmental as a person, very non-prejudiced, very open-minded, even though like we have totally different backgrounds. Like he just is very open-minded to hear about different walks of life, different cultures, and I thought that's great, and I saw that in myself too. So yeah, that was how things started. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing. So just a couple of things I want to ask you. I'm just going to start with the first thing that popped up. One thing that I wanted to ask you, Madhu, is you found out on the twin flame journey quite, I think like a year or so, maybe two, after you found Jeff and Julianne Twin Flames Universe, that you are the divine masculine in your union, and you actually didn't start your twin flame journey knowing that. So I was wondering if you could share a bit about how you came to discover that and what it was like for you to find out that you're the divine masculine.
Yeah. Because that was a big milestone on my journey, because when I started getting into the healing, you know, normally when we are on a twin flame journey, well, let's get it done. Let's get into harmonious union. Let's just do something and get into harmonious union. But when I started, there are deep layers that, you know, that comes within us. So for me, actually, I was in a marriage, you know, I was in a, you know, marriage relationship. I was like, you know, feminine, I was in a feminine body. So I was having no clue about my masculinity or anything. And that was basically because of my numbing out to my feelings, right? Because I never got that thing to feel or relax and feel into my feelings. So life just got on a autopilot mode, okay? Study, job, marriage, kid. So that was the flow. And then after starting my healing, all this started to release. So my marriage got released very peacefully. It was like not like, you know, hot spots or chaotic. That person was very supportive also. So that is how the marriage released and I became independent. And after coming out of my marriage, I was able to focus on my inner work very deeply. And maybe after a few months, 2 or 3 months, I got to know that, because you know, I realized that after coming out of my marriage, I got a very free space where I was able to openly express who I am. And that is how I got to realize, no, this is, I don't resonate with femininity. And I was very comfortable with masculine. And then my coach helped me to, you know, supported me to come to this realization. And it was not comfortable, I will say, in the beginning, because it was like, oh my God, you know, overnight or a few days, I'm like, okay, I'm not a woman. And then more than that, the shocking thing was like, you know, the person that I have believed was my twin flame. So that was like shock. Oh my God, you know, that person is no more my twin flame. You know, my world is crashing down. You know, that was the experience that time. But as we keep doing that inner work, the inner clarity started to come. You know, that like, you know, after some time, I did not feel any relationship with that person. Even there was no contact, you know, nothing was happening, nothing was progressing there. And actually, I was able to relax as a masculine. My transition was not difficult. Now, after doing 1 or 2 weeks of inner work, I was very comfortable. I was like, oh my God, I really like it being masculine. And I was like, okay, so let me be like this. So I did my haircut and I just started to be like, I changed my name and enjoyed my life like this. And I told my parents also, maybe after 2 months after knowing for myself. And I shared with them, I was very scared because I belong to a very orthodox family from India. So it's like, you know, transgender, you know, how they're going to accept me. I was like, you know, they're going to close the door for me forever. That was that. That was the feeling. But I shared that first time. I was not talking to them because anyway, I was coming out of my divorce and then this LGBTQ thing. So I was not talking to them and they were worried, you know, why I'm not talking to them. And then one day I felt comfortable to just open up and I shared with them openly. And I actually, you know, received a very good acceptance from my mother. She was very comfortable there. And then after that, nothing stopped. It's okay. Like we came to a normal thing. And that is how my transition happened. And I realized that after coming to know my truth and again healing my worthiness, those were the major blocks on my twin flame journey. Then I met Valentina. Before that, it was difficult to even attract my true twin flame because I was like constantly feeling not worthy, like, you know, not worthy, I'm a divorcee, not worthy, I'm a transgender, you know. So who is going to love me? Those kind of feelings were there. But MAP helped me to come to a place of peace and self-acceptance. And then, you know, I met her. My family was okay. Everything is okay. Like I'm good, like doing good in my life purpose. Everything is okay. Like nothing crashed. But when I was going through that time, it felt like, you know, everything is like breaking down and everything is coming to an end. But actually, it was healing. Like I was transforming during that time deeply.
That's really beautiful. How like it sounds like it went really smoothly and peacefully overall.
Like now when I share, yes. But during that time.
I understand what you mean. It's always when you look back, it seems like, oh, wow, okay, that actually went pretty smoothly. But when you're in the middle of it, you just feel like, the world is ending.
Exactly. So it's like, oh no, just my life does not worth it, you know, that like that. But you know, support of my ascension coach was a great thing, I will say, throughout my journey, you know. Otherwise, this kind of major transition would have not been possible so easily, you know. So yes, very highly supported here. Yeah.
I'm curious. As you're from India, I don't really know a lot about how Indian culture is when it comes to the LGBTQ scene.
Not very open, you know, it's not very open and not accepted. You know, there are like the legal laws and all that also not like open for all the transgenders, you know, and that was the major reason why we are not yet together. because aaje LGBTQ, we cannot legally marry in India. So that's the major reason she is not yet able to, you know, come to India. So we are still working on some other ways that God has guided us to work, and we are making our way to stay together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
would you like to share some of these plans or ideas you have about how to come together?
Ready to open up here? We thought like we'll keep it as a surprise, you know, we're still working on it, but okay. So I'll share like what we have planned is like, earlier we had planned like either she can come here as a on a tourist visa, but tourist visa is not going to support because currently due to this COVID restriction, she can be here for just a month. So we were working like something at least long term, at least 1 year or 2 years, so that we can ground and mm-hmm. you know, stay, spend some time with each other. And then we found out one way, that is like she will come here as the employee of my organization. So, so that's the process. So I'm working on documents because as a organization too, because she's a British citizen. So I have to like call in as an expat to my organization. So there is a lot of document I have to produce so that she can apply for a visa. So I'm currently working on those documents.
But that's really exciting to finally, like, I'm so looking forward to finally seeing you together and seeing a picture of you. Because you've been in union for a year and a half now. So, and it's like I feel like everyone's just waiting to finally see you together in person.
Yes. And Lord.
how is that feeling for you that you're like, you know, you're getting close to finally making it?
Yeah, I'm still preparing, like, you know, how 5'10" girl and 5' boy are going to look. So that's my first thing that I'm going to see. You know, and we have done a lot of healing around that and feeling peaceful. And that's a big piece of healing we are doing in the consciousness mm-hmm. that, you know, like tall girl and short boy. Yeah. So, and then, you know, white girl and black boy. So many other things are also there. But we do see that in our union, so many of this limiting consciousness that can block the love is healing. Mm-hmm. Height, color, and so many language, culture, food, everything. Mm-hmm.
Valentina, what is it like for you that you might be you're about to move to India within I don't know what time frame you guys have, but maybe within the next couple of weeks or months or something like that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel the most peaceful that I've ever felt. I mean, it looks like we're about to like come together though. And then now we've got this other thing that we're working through, you know, with my realization that I'm autistic. So that's kind of come up and we're like, oh, a little bump in the road there to work through. But we're now in the last stage. It feels like we're on the last stage, and Madhu's you know, he just needs a registration number, you know, this documentation for my employment visa application. That's the last thing that we need. And we're just waiting for that to come through. And once we receive that, then we can submit my employment visa application. And then that's it. Once it's accepted, then I can come over. So, yeah. We're just really, it's important that we're in a state of surrender just now, and I feel that very much. So mm-hmm. we're doing all of our inner work, you know, we're working with our ascension coach once a week, and it's very important that we stay surrendered mm-hmm. here and not, you know, not control anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, with you coming from such different cultural backgrounds, has that been something that in your union you've had to work through a lot on, and in what way has that come up between you in your union? What have been like your challenges or like the things you had to hear through to kind of bring your two cultures together? Or were there any kind of boundaries between you with like your different cultural backgrounds?
more than culture, I think most of the time we actually fought around what was our measure? I don't remember, you know, once we heal, it is like gone. So now I feel like, you know, there is not much in front of us. Culturally, I will say, you know, when we were basically like trying to connect with family, because we did that, like I connected with her family, she connected with my family. So like in India, there is, you know, like cross-cultural marriages are restricted, you know, still families are controlling that people should marry their own caste. And so she was a bit worried, like, you know, because racism is a concern for their family. So that was there in front of us. We did our healing and then we met with her family and they were, you know, really okay and accepted. And I know they must be having some feelings, but they accepted us finally. And in my family, the situation has like, you know, completely, like, I don't know how much they really understand. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like, you know, they are like, you know, I love my son or I love my kid and let me accept whatever he is doing. Because in my case, my father has always been from my childhood, like, okay, you just make whatever choice you want to make, because I know that you always make the good choice. I'm there with you. That has always been there with me. So like when I introduced about Valentina that I'm going to marry a girl, you know, that's like the big thing, you know, like that was like, okay, it was okay. Like, okay, you're a transgender. Okay, that's okay. Good. Be with your life. You know, they were like, okay, then after 2 months, I'm like, okay, I have a girlfriend now. So, then I was thinking, like, I was thinking a lot, but when I did my healing and I introduced, they were, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. And then she met my family also. Then I remember those meetings, like when I met her family, her mother, auntie and father, everybody was there and I was there. And like, I'm a shy person and they're like, you know, very confident people. So I was a bit shy and they were very open and sharing about themselves, like, you know, what they do, what they like. So that happened. And then when she met my family, my whole family, like a shy family. So she was very confidently talking to them. I was translating, but I was so surprised to see my mother, asking about her, even my father asking about her when she's coming, even my cousins asking what's happening when she's coming, you know, all that thing. And when my cousins met her, and everybody was like that, everybody wants to talk to her, you know, it's like, aww, they talk one by one. It was not like that. Everybody wanted to talk to her. It was like that. I would say those are the blessings, you know, maybe because of the inner work we have done all along. Mm-hmm. We are getting those family support in moving mm-hmm. forward. But that was the biggest cultural thing in front of us. Mm-hmm. Because we both of us have a inclination towards family. We cried a lot of time, maybe because of family. A lot of time our healing was around family. Mm-hmm. And she was thinking like, you know, like, I don't want her to be with her family. That was a big upset we moved through. And but basically those things were there. And culturally, what we are currently discussing is like, you know, she is coming from a very highly developed country. Mm-hmm. And the situation of, this is not a highly developed country. Like, so I am just giving her update, like, what are the differences she can experience coming here? Like, you know, when maybe the place that she is, it may not be crowded. But here, it like you step, you know, just put your step outside, there are 100 people. You know, that's how it is. So I was explaining her, and also like I showed her the house so that she, you know, she get to know and feel into how it is, what are the system different, food difference. So so that is how we are like preparing, you know, how it is going to, how the life in India is going to look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I imagine like moving from Scotland or Europe to India is like a big difference. Like,
yeah.
So I guess Valentina, for you, how has this process of easing into that life in India and kind of over video getting slowly used to that? How is that for you?
Yeah, it's just a non-issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's because I'm just very open-minded, you know, to different cultures. And I was never dating like British people either. I was always, you know, dating someone who was just not natively from the UK, and I couldn't understand them half the time. But yeah, I've just always kind of been really open-minded and, you know, accepting all cultures, you know, all backgrounds, always. That's who I am. And so, and I've also got the, like, I'm just very open-minded to moving country. I mean, I've only been within Europe. So I've kind of got that in me, that sort of, you know, not being unafraid of living in a new country. And of course, it does take adjustments and this sort of thing. I've just been kind of concerned, like, oh, is she going to be okay with eating the food here? Is she going to like the food? Is she going to accept the environment? But I think there's really no reason for concern, because we'll have support, you know, at home. He's got the maid, the cook. I made a joke, he's got a lady to water the plants too, but, you know, he doesn't. He's got the maid and the cook. He's got a tutor for Suryansh, his son. So we'll be supported, which is lovely, because I don't have any of that type of a support here. Mm. Yeah.
That's really cool. What I really see in both of you is you have this extreme cultural openness. Like, I know for me, if I had to move to India, that would be something that would be a big stretch for me. Like, you're approaching it like, you know, Valentina, like, it's just okay, let's just move to India and change culture. Like, I find that really admirable. And also, I guess, like, you know, half of you, like, your consciousness is Indian in a sense. So you have access to that same consciousness. But it's still really cool to just hear you talk about how easy it is for you to make that transition, that change.
Yeah. I feel like it will be, you know, it sounds a lot, you know, UK to India. But I feel I will adapt quite quickly once I'm there. That's how I feel. I'm not overly kind of like, I'm not, obviously I'm like, oh, it's going to be a big change, of course, lots to adapt to, but I'm not overly kind of focused on it either, because I know that I will adapt quite quickly. I feel that anyway, I will. Yeah.
Madhu, you also have a son, so for both of you, you're also going to be parenting together. How do you feel about that?
We have, like, already started doing that online, you know. Wow. Like, they initially, like, both of them were not connecting, and then slowly they have developed their own relationship. So now even my son tells everybody that you know, he has another mother, you know, she is going to come. She has already started declaring that his mother is coming. So yeah, he's already 8 year old, you know, already learning to be independent a lot, and don't see like being dependent on us. But you know, anything, like, once we really come together physically, how it is going to be, we don't know. But inside us, we have done our inner work, and at least being accepting that yes, it's a family with a kid, and that's, like, you know, her thing. She did that. That's her greatness, I'll say. You know, she did that. Like, you know, okay, come here now, I have 8 year old kid right there. But yeah, you know, so I'm just open there. I am going to see how they are going to really ground the relationship once they are here together.
How do you feel about being a mother, Valentina? Was it something you expected on your twin film journey?
Yeah, I mean, it was expected, because with the two false twin flames, they had children. The first false twin flame had two children, and the second false twin flame had three children. So I was already thinking I'm going to come into union with children. So yeah, when I found out it was just one, I was like, okay, it's just one. Thank you, God. Just one. But no, it's we did a lot of inner work. It's like what Madhu was saying. What was happening was when Suryansh was there, he wasn't connecting with me at all. It was like I just wasn't there on the video call. And then I did inner work on this, and we healed it. And then he just started talking to me and taking Madhu's mobile phone from him and writing me messages about Madhu, like, mm-hmm. You know, so there was amazing healing, and it just has continued. And actually, he's become very independent, Suryansh has, mm-hmm. because at first there was a lot of codependency to heal through in his relationship with Madhu. And, you know, in India, it's normal, it's common for the child to share the bed with the parents until they're grown up. I don't know what age until, you know, at what age is it normally, Madhu?
As much as they want.
Wow.
Until they get married. Wow. The kids will sleep in your bed until they get married. No, not that late. No. But, you know, it's a long time, you know. So until, I think I get the feeling it's like until there's adolescents, young little adolescents, maybe. It just depends on the family. But it's very totally normal for maybe a 12-year-old to be still sleeping in his parents' bed, you know. So, yeah. I wanted to claim my space there, you know, to have more space, you know, to have our own room. And I'm someone who's used to having their own space too. So it will be enough adjusting to have a partner to live with. And then on top of that, there's also a child. But he's become very independent. As we've been healing, he's started his school, like his own leisure activities. And also, there was a pattern where he couldn't feed himself yet. This is just up until, 6 months ago. And Madhu used to always have to feed him every meal. You know, it was a big commitment, you know, constantly every day. And we did healing on codependency in that area. And then now he's eating on his own. He was open to having his own room. He claimed his own bed. It's a Porsche. It's a beautiful bed. It looks like a real red Porsche. He claimed that. And he's got his nice bed. He's got his nice space. And it feels good because, you know, Madhu can see him. There's like a, you know, the camera to check how the child is doing and to see he's okay and all that. So he's got his own space. He's becoming independent. God is setting up the foundation for my arrival. I can see that totally. Mm-hmm. He's preparing for us coming together. Mm, beautiful. I just find furniture and all this stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. You know what, from everything that you've shared today, like one thing about your story is like, you know, when people come on the Twin Flame journey, we're all working on like our blocks, that stand between union and coming physically together with our twin flame. And like in your case, you started with like, you know, you live on opposite sides of the world, then you had to hear through your family's accepting you, and then, you know, for you, Madhu, that you're transgender and in India having a kid and all of that, and everything that you share, I just, in comparison to like normal standards, it really flows so smoothly and it's coming together almost magically and naturally. So my big question for you is, how did you do this? Why did everything come together for you so easily? What is your secret here?
Secret is always, I will say, like more than me, like I have seen like last 1.5 years, like the faith and trust that she has, she's like completely grounded. We are twin flames. We are doing inner work.
Mm.
Okay, whatever drama you want to do, but come back and let's do inner work. And then we have a very strong coach for ourselves to keep us grounded in our inner work to move through the upset. It's not that we are not moving through upsets. You know, we are moving through upsets. And that is, and we have moved through like big upsets, which were like feeling like, okay, we are moving apart. That had also happened. Okay, we are not twin flame, it's ending. But we have seen one thing is that only because we have never hesitated to bring all those things, like vulnerably to our coach and heal it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that was the strength that gave us the energy to move through all other aspects, like external aspect to move through easily.
Mm-hmm.
Only hiccup we have faced is like, you know, anytime there will be like, and I will not say like those blocks were small, you know, like big, massive blocks. Like I will say, and anytime this kind of things will come up, like it's not normal that, you know, she's not talking to me or I'm doing this or that. We had like, you know, some of them even we cannot share here, but some of the things came up that was very difficult for me to feel it or move through it. I was feeling like, you know, completely shut down. I was like, no, we are not going forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it was always me. We are not going forward. We cannot be twin flame. And I will just go into that shutdown phase. Like completely shut down. I'll not feel any feeling towards her. And like, I don't even recognize like there is a relationship or anything. There will be like a heaviness in my heart chakra. And what I do is like heal.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to my coach and do my inner work. And then I have observed, and it has happened like 4 to 5 times, you know, when there was like, you know, completely new block that happened in our journey. And I will be like, you know, no, this is not me. Basically, I was not able to see that, you know, the block maybe look in a different way in her life. And I was not able to see that in me. And then I was like, okay, no, this is not me. This is not me. But the key part I was forgetting that, you know, I don't have to have the same block. But when she is presenting any experience or any situation, whatever feeling that I'm feeling is my block. And I was resisting there. You know, okay, that's her problem, not my problem. That was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned that, you know, even if she is experiencing or presenting anything, there is a piece that is within me healing. And that is exactly where I need to heal. And that is how she is supporting my ascension or my growth. When I initially one cycle, two cycle, I was very resistant. I was not able to process it. It took me longer time to process it, but I came out of it. First cycle came out of it. That was the longest. Second cycle came out of it, shortest, little bit shorter than the first one. And then I was like, okay. So then we have like agreement now, you know, anytime we got into that cave, I just text her, okay, give me some space. I'm into the cave now. And she understands that, you know, okay, just give him time. And then once I move through, like I really sit down and move through everything. And I know that if I don't process it now, once she is here, that is going to be very much like very much intensive than it that I am feeling now. And once I heal all the layer and I really get the insight and really understand how it is playing its role in me. And then when I resolve that, I feel good and I get a, you know, like a piece of God, and that makes me confident actually.
Mm.
And then I am relaxed in the process. And now I am like, we are not saying that we are not going to experience upset or we are not like, you know, nothing else is going to come. We are now in a place that, okay, things may come, we may get triggered, but now we have understood each other's process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is how she is going to process, and this is how I am going to process. Mm-hmm. Take the space and don't put it on other. We used to do that a lot. you know, she has to do my piece and I have to do her piece. That was not a good time. And we learned it, you know, we're still learning. I will not say I have mastered that piece yet. Mm-hmm. There are times I'm like, you know, it's her, you know, why I have to do. I still go through some situations like that. And sometimes she also comes back. This is something that Madhu has to do, you know. So, yeah. So just moving through it, I think it is going to be a learning process. I cannot say that I have mastered it yet. Maybe God has just prepared us through this pre-preparation before we come into the physical union and then see how it goes. We will maybe we'll share more around that physical experience.
Well, that's very, very powerful what you're sharing. And, you know, really summed up, I feel what you're saying is like you've really honest, you've been very dedicated to apply the inner work and the teachings of union in your life and with everything that comes up and really worked through it.
And that, there is there is no other way. Like, physically having your tune, and you know, right? You are already.
I know, you don't have to tell me.
You already know. I most of the time follow your story and try to do the healing prior. Because if twin flames are not grounded their own inner work, having their own twin flame, their true twin flame, is going to be difficult. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they are created to trigger the blocks. That is how they are loving you. We believe that loving us is like, you know, that doing goody-goody and this. Yeah, that happens. But the real love is that trigger, you know, where they are actually helping us to heal and connect with my true self on a deep level. So, yes, so... No negligence when it comes to inner work. You know, if neglected, inner work is neglected, the twin flame is going to bring it on the table till it is resolved. Mm-hmm. It's not, no escape, I will say.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good thing.
Exactly. You know, like, you know, making God as the core, like, you know, having ascension as the core process. Mm-hmm. And constantly choosing God-centered life, those things really help us to come together. And then after that, we can enjoy those fun moments, like connecting, really talking about normal things, connecting about what we do or anything that we do together. So those are easy then. Otherwise, if we are triggered, it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. We are nearing the end of the time we have for today, but I have one last question for the two of you. If you could go back in time to the very beginning of your journey and give that version of yourself from back then one piece of advice, what would that be?
Hold on to faith and peace. That's it. Hold on to faith and peace.
I love that.
Feel your feelings.
Amen.
Yeah, because numbing out was my bigger block, you know, not feeling mm-hmm. my feelings. So feel your feelings so that you can resolve, like I could have resolved so many things earlier. So if like she helps me to feel all those which I could not feel by myself. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you two so much for being here with me today and sharing your story. This was such a delight to listen to you and how your journey progressed. And also I'm looking forward to, as I said before, seeing you finally together in the physical. And yeah, seeing that first picture, that's going to be really awesome. And I wish you all of the best for the rest of your journey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having had us on. Yes.
My pleasure. And for everyone else who has been listening today, if you desire to find your true twin flame and come into union, just as Valentina and Madhu beautifully demonstrated today, then I invite you to head over to twinflamesuniverse.com, where you can find all of the products that are created to help you come into your harmonious twin flame union. And we also have a completely free introduction course that you can sign up for the website. And I can just highly recommend that. It's a really beautiful course. And otherwise, we will be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, I wish all of you many blessings on your journey and see you next time.